Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is your number? That's the game we're going to play right at the start here. If you're going to win in the NFL, you need to be good to very good in these three categories. Got to have a general manager who can bring in the players. Number two is the coach, the head coach. And by the way, I think the general manager, and I've said this dozens and dozens of times, and I'm not changing my mind, I think the general manager is more valuable, more essential, more important than the head coach and the quarterback. Yeah, I mean, if you're very good to great in those things, if Dave Harrigan, Chad Hartman, Newstalk, 830 WCCO, Vikings lose 19-17, and just you know, reminder what I heard at, I was at the Big Bank.
Boo.
Boo. He was putrid. He was feeble. He was inept until the last drive when he made simple, basic plays, right? It wasn't like he was eluding the ferocious pass rush and spinning her on like a combo of Lamar Jackson, Francis Tarkenton, and throwing into small windows. He just made basic throws, which so far most of this year, he's 50% on.
It's a couple good throws in there, but nothing amazing. One to Naylor on the sideline, got it over the defender, the touchdown pass.
Right. By the way, Naylor, buddy, turn up field.
Had about an option.
And about 8 more yards. Right?
Brady mentioned that on the broadcast. Like he didn't even think he could.
Yeah. 53%. That's J.J. McCarthy's completion rate. So let's go to the top three. 0-10. Let's play the game. 651-461-9226. What is your number? Kwesi, KOC, and the... I want him to be a K, but we just can't do it. Oh, look at Susie. Oh, she grabbed my phone for me, too. Thank you.
That was nice.
Thank you very much. Did you see who's on my phone? Charlie. Kid just got married. Every one of us in the family is Charlie on the cover of her phone. We still miss him so much. Let's go, Kwesi. 0-10, Dave Harrigan. I'm going to let you go first with the all three. I'm a giver.
Okay.
0-10, your belief... here's the bar, that you can win a Super Bowl with this individual in charge. On what we've seen so far, and understanding that it doesn't happen right away, but let's just get a quick preview of the quarterback. Accuracy matters. And I honestly, I know Ponder was a couple percentage points higher than McCarthy's rookie year. I don't remember the last quarterback more inaccurate than J.J. McCarthy is every damn game.
Josh Freeman for one glorious night in New York.
One game, but there were a lot of Freeman-esque throws yesterday afternoon.
Oh yeah.
Kwesi, 0 to 10, Dave Harrigan, your belief in him.
3.6.
I'll go 2.5. Okay, why are you 3.6?
There's been good things he's done, specifically along the defense mostly, bringing in free agents.
Yeah.
You'd like to see more hits, certainly in the draft. You'd like to see a lot more hits.
How about a couple good hits?
But there has been good signings. At least that's something.
Grenard, Van Ginkel, outstanding.
Yes.
Right?
Cashman, very good.
Outstanding. That one off season, when you brought in those three defensive players, that is a tremendous defensive offseason. Because for me right now, those are your three best defensive players. I think Grenard's one. I think Van Ginkel's two. And I think Cashman is a very close third. Who else is even in the mix? Smith is just not quite the same guy.
No.
There's nobody even in the debate. Those are clear cut. They're three best players. But then this year, Hargrave and Allen, no, they're not living expectations.
Wow. Hargrave week one, man.
Great. Great.
Bottle that up.
And then you want me to go through the draft? I mean.
We don't need to. Miss.
I mean,
miss,
who's hit, like, miss. I mean, Addison? Sure.
Yeah. Right? When he's available.
Yeah. When he's not racing somewhere.
Well, nice job catching the ball yesterday,
ooh,
Jordan.
Jesus.
Two bad drops.
Just awful drops, to be honest. Like the Aaron Jones one, and there are advantages both to TV and home, and I went because I'll get to it. I just did a great, great weekend, just busy. La-di-da, good for me, and my friend Mike Kelly invited me, and he's been inviting me forever, and I finally went. Sometimes the ineptness of JJ's throws stand out even more in person. It's the cliche that we're all tossing on. He's got one speed in every throw. You can be 5 yards away from me, you can be the distance we are right now, or 50, and you nailed it. I mean, JJ, changeup, slider, Ephus pitch.
Little air under that
little
one.
Little softness to it. Just, boom! So he's a 2.5 now. They do have Kevin O'Connell, right?
It's true.
And, you know, and I know he's not a football guy. And then Ryan Grigson's like his main football guy. Ryan Grigson's track record with the Indianapolis Colts, dubious at best. Dubious at best. Let's get to KOC.
Mm-hmm.
The bar again is you have a guy where you believe you can win at a high level and potentially go to a Super Bowl. That should be the bar, right?
Yes. Absolutely should.
Where are you 0 to 10 on Kevin O'Connell?
7.1.
I'm probably a little higher, but not much because of, I mean, KOC, I believe yesterday was the 10th game, and they finally incorporated this novel, rare wrinkle in the National Football League. Running the ball. You got a kid quarterback who's you're throwing him in the deep end too, because he's throwing a lot of the offensive stuff at him.
He still threw the ball 32 times yesterday.
They ran it 20. Well, the two main guys ran it 22 times. I think they got to run it 6, 7, 8 more times. At least.
Better than an incompletion.
Right.
Half of the passes right now are even the dirt.
Even that final drive where it's 3rd and 4, now they get the completion to Addison to keep the drive going. I'm just trying to say how consistent I am because they scored on this drive. 3rd and 4 to me was begging for a run because you're going for it, obviously. You're down 6, and he's already run it twice on that series, once limited success, once with excellent success. And so I'll give him credit for running more. It shouldn't take this long. I mean, it's multiple years. It just shouldn't take this long. And then there are too many people I talk to and trust who cover this team who you just think, why are you throwing everything at the kid quarterback? You're throwing a lot at him. Now, maybe in December, All of a sudden, when people basically have decided after yesterday, it's just, it's all about learning about JJ the rest of the year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody really thinks they're going to, if they got to the playoffs in 9-8 and then lost in the first round, who cares?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Who cares?
You're not contending for the NFC North,
right?
The NFC Championship.
If all of a sudden you get to December and you're building momentum and then you win a first-round playoff game and McCarthy is moving in the right direction, then it's a care. But if you just get there and you just get summarily dismissed by the Rams or somebody else in this conference, come on. He clearly connects with the team. He's the modern type of coach. You know, the quarterback whisperer, if you're truly the quarterback whisperer, you have to develop a young quarterback, don't you? Because so far it's what here? It's Cousins, obviously. It's Darnold. I guess, you know, he said smart things to Daniel Jones. It was the passer now for the 3 weeks. You know, I mean, they clearly wanted Drake May, and they were right. Because Drake May might be the MVP of the league. He might be, if you can have any quarterback the next five, probably not 5 years, because you still got Mahomes, you still got Burrow, you still got Allen.
Lamar.
So, but for the next 10 years, I've been picking one guy, I'm picking Drake May. But those other guys are still awfully good right now. And they offer what, two number ones on the next? They offered three number ones for Drake May. But, you know, to truly be the quarterback guy and the quarterback-friendly offense and the guy who can walk the line for being supportive and then also hold accountability, you got to develop the guy that you believed in enough that Kwesi and Grigson and all those guys said, okay, is he the guy we should move up for? Because the guy in Denver is 9-2.
He's pretty good.
He's 9-2.
We talked with Collar on Friday, though. He talked about J.J. and fact that he believes he gets the game plan, he understands what's happening. It's simply he can't hit an open receiver.
Well, let's just pause on that so we don't get too far behind. Because that is, okay, any of us, if you're over 25, okay, and you pay any attention to the NFL, you've seen other quarterbacks who are a bit overwhelmed in their first year. You know what they're overwhelmed by? The scheme, the knocking to that third wide receiver, and I know he has that too. But I'm sorry, take your pick of stud guy who was inept. Aikman was fairly inept. Peyton Manning fairly inept. A lot of these guys. They weren't wildly inaccurate like this guy is. And there were accuracy questions about him at Ann Arbor also. So let's get to McCarthy next, but I want you to play the game. 0 to 10, your belief in the three guys that you have to have if you're going to play January football. Simple as that. You better have a football personnel guy, GM, president of football operations, who consistently gets you good players. And in the draft, he's an F in that area. Free agency, because they were so good that one offseason, maybe negates how bad this offseason is. But he's B minus there, maybe? Maybe. If you want to even give him a B because those three guys all landed. You gotta have a minimum. I mean, in the league right now, it seems like you're always gonna have two or three coaches that everybody wants, Dave. And then about seven or eight coaches you want no part of.
Yes.
Right?
So there's
10. And then there's about 20 some guys who, if they have the horses, they're going to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's in that group. I don't think O'Connell, no chance he's established himself to being one of the two or three guys. Got to win a playoff game. You know, you have to do it longer. I mean, McVay is the guy.
I was going to say, stop getting crushed by your mentor,
right,
McVay.
Right, right. I mean, Dan Campbell looks like one of the guys. I mean, obviously some of the established guys. And then the kid quarterback. What is your number for all these guys? 0 to 10. 651-461-9226. Plenty more than just the Vikings today, but there are about 3 million people in the state who paid attention to the Vikings yesterday. And so, silly me, I think we should appeal to that audience. Back in moments on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Among the texts, somebody's trying to give this organization, this regime, credit for Justin Jefferson. Oh, no.
I can't do that.
No. That was the Spielman-Zimmer. And let's just be honest how devoid of young, mid-level talent. Spielman's last 3-4 years drafting. Outside of Darrisaw and Jefferson, and those are just two absolute studs, okay? But we've done that list many, many times, the last 3-4 years of Spielman. That was D-level material. Now, if you want to say it's C because you get Justin Jefferson with the, what, 21st pick in the draft, 22nd pick in the draft, and you get Darrisaw, you know, fairly far down, fair. Kwesi's got who? Donovan Jackson? JJ, we have no idea about. But who else have they drafted where you say, that guy, he's a guy. Addison?
Yeah.
Sure. It's not.
It's too short.
It is a short list. That's why when you're chasing Hargrave and Allen, who clearly were very good players at times in their career, but when you're chasing defensive linemen who are interior big lugs like those guys, and they're late 20s, early 30s, oof, good luck. Now, you made the point about an established great quarterback and awful completion percentage. Mention that individual now.
Yeah, Josh Allen. I mean, he's a stud right now for the Bills, but year one, 2018, his completion percentage was a little under 53%. And that was the story on him coming into the league. People knew.
Exactly.
Not an accurate passer. He's got an absolute, you know, rifle for an arm.
Huge guy, too.
Yes.
Right?
Huge guy.
Four,
big, imposing. Yeah.
Yep.
But could not, you know, couldn't hit an open receiver. And he very much struggled early on. I think it was near 60% year two. And then, you know, you see it kind of tick up
yep.
to where he's now closer to 70.
That's a good one. Yeah. I mean, I think it's his second year. They come in here against a Zimmer-led defense that wasn't old at the time. And I think that was a game. Who did he hurdle? He hurdled maybe Barr or something like that and had a very good game. You're like, oh, my God, if Josh Allen's doing it against him. No. It's more than that. I know progress isn't linear, right? You don't just in all aspects of life, it is extraordinarily rare when you just go A, B, C, and don't go back to B, back to A before you get to C and all this. But my God, these are just basic, simple throws. And I'm going to talk about this when Chipper joins, Chip Scoggins at 205. I mean, they're asking questions after the game as if they're asking a high school quarterback about his fundamentals and why this is happening. And he was very patient. And he says all the buzzwords. I'm gonna go home and be thinking about this. I don't doubt his effort. I don't doubt a lot of guys' efforts, right? Unless it's so unbelievably blatant. But it is startling to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a game where they had, well, for this team, it's an amazing running game. For most teams, that's a good running game, right? Where they got 22 carries of the main guys for 115 yards. I mean, that's more than five a pop. And they were in some key points. But I thought the pass protection was excellent. I thought they handled the blitzes by the Bears well. And he's not helped, as you said, when Addison drops two, Hawkinson drops one, the Jones throw. I'm sorry, it's not on Jones in any way. It was a Nolan Ryan heater. It was Paul Skeens heater. I mean, get out of here. But simple, basic throws, and if we got to hear again all about his fundamentals, this isn't peewee ball. Does he have some fundamentals established right here? By no means would I bench him. I never...
At this point, certainly not.
That thought never crossed my mind yesterday. It was definitely crossed the mind of people I was with yesterday. You need to ride this guy for a while. You need to find out, and then maybe you see a few, maybe next week's Lambeau, maybe things start to actually click. But you're 4-6 on a team where, let's not forget defensively yesterday, they started tackling better fourth quarter. They're tackling yesterday. Awful, I thought.
They had a couple rough ones in the fourth quarter, too.
Yeah, that's true. That one drive, yeah.
And third and 14 or whatever it was.
I mean, the time of possession was enormous advantage for the Bears. And I got the Caleb Williams is a stout man. But my God, how many times did they let him go? Five times? Six times?
It was a lot.
And the Bears have a very good running game, and they DeAndre Swift's very good. But that's another part. You want to see reasons why to not if you're giving up on McCarthy, you're just giving up on him way too soon. I find that idiotic. And they don't have, I know Gopher Nation and Max Brosmer is the best quarterback at the U of M in decades. Very accurate, too, by the way. I mean, for Gopher quarterback, stunningly accurate. And that's what I'm saying. The idea, there were whispers at Michigan about, you know, he does everything right. He's our guy. He's nine appeared on Saturday, now nine appears on Sunday. Maybe it has to be 18. Maybe it has to be 27. Maybe he has to triple this number situation here. But I'm not going to Brosmer right now. Are you?
No.
I think that's silly. And he doesn't need to sit more. He didn't play last year. Then he plays the two games, gets hurt. He needs to sit and watch now?
To learn to throw an out route that doesn't sail into the bench and not give us PTSD after the game during the press conference when he sounds way too much like Christian Ponder.
Oof.
As long as he doesn't say easily correctable, I think we're okay.
He was
close.
That was like a therapy session. He was so wounded. A couple other points. We're going to get to our friend Blair Anderson. The kickoff situation. The three guys who just, it looked like, again, sixth grade, hey, just I'm going to go get the ball, and the coach keeps saying, okay, I want you to angle towards him somewhat, okay? But you still need to say on that side of the field whether it's a design run to the top of the TV screen or not. And three guys, including Ivan Pace, has just been a major disappointment this year, just all cut across the field.
Well, you got to teach them that the returner can use the whole field. Even if you kick it to one side, they're allowed to go to the other side.
It's also a very valid point to say, just kick in the end zone. Just kick in the end zone, give them the great field position, and see. Now, I think Riker probably kicked it exactly where they want it.
I think so, too.
Like, in the corner.
In the corner at the two-yard line?
Two-yard line.
I think that's the play.
I actually do, too. But there's a reason why, the F-word was clear from KOC towards the special teams coordinator. But again, like, it's Mike Daniels, right? I think this is his name. Like, he doesn't tell those guys to stay in the lane, like, 50 times a week. Come on, they know that. And then I checked the National Football League rules book. You're allowed to get a turnover. The Vikings forced 5 turnovers against the Bengals in that blowout. They have 4 turnovers the rest of the year. They are a minus 7. That's 29th in the league. They have 3 interceptions through 10 games. You know how many they had last year? 24. And the Bears have the most takeaways in the league with 22. So what a shocker. They're minus 2, and they lose the game. We'll get back to the Vikings. Lots of good texts coming, and we'll work those in also. Our friend, former St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson, on multiple police issues in moments. Blair is always outstanding. On the radio, you know this is outstanding? When you have family and friends come over for the holidays. Or it's outstanding when you go to somebody else's house, and you know they have Kinetico. They got a setup right there. And so when maybe you're bringing a dish that needs a little bit more food, needs a little bit more preparation, maybe they've got that great Kinetico drinking water system. This is Aquarius Home Services, earning the right to be recommended since when? 1987. You've heard so many people, so many media types who believe in this. You have so many friends, family members who've worked with Aquarius. They're reliable. I had an issue with the furnace recently. Boom. Aquarius absolutely nailed it. They can help your utility room. They can help with the water softener. But let's stay with this Kinetico drinking water system. 3 big glasses of water today, right away from that Kinetico drinking water system. Let's all stay hydrated. Right now, with the best drinking water system out there, you can save up to 25%. It's worth a conversation. It's worth a visit. I've had one since 1993. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He is, without a doubt, one of our best guests, one of our most popular guests. My friend, the former St. Cloud Police Chief, Blair Anderson, is here. Okay, Blair, you can play the game. Keep the song up just for a second, Dave. Blair, every day Dave Harrigan comes up with his own bumper music theme. Okay, so after listening to this song, do you have any guess what the bumper music theme might be today?
Well, it's got to be Beyonce. Right?
It is not. I'll give you a little extra clue.
I think I know. Can I guess first?
You may. Go ahead.
This is related to our last topic of the players on the special teams on the kickoff return staying in their lane on the left side of the field. To the left, to the left. Come on. What about that one?
You're very close.
Oh,
okay.
Shoot.
I missed the reference. I was going with the artist, Chad, and not the reference. I'm sorry. I missed that.
But I didn't quite get it. So.
Well, we had to the left. You heard to the left in this song. The first song we played, the lyrics, She's So High. This is all an ode to the Vikings passing game. High, left,
left.
We'll hear low.
Oh,
we'll
JJ
hear about
cheap
drops.
Shots. That's our bumper music.
No, I said you'll hear about drops too. We'll hear them all afternoon.
But Chad, you could take that a couple of ways because I'm sorry, my Lions. Jared Goff looked like he was high last night.
He was.
I don't know.
What was that, man?
Yeah, it was a mess. So.
That was a bad, bad pass interference call though late in the game.
It was, but for the first time, I got mad at Dan Gamble because we should have put points on the board. We knew. I'm sorry. I don't mean to digress, but the win, all of that, and going for it on fourth down all the time is just not – screw the analytics. We should have put points on the board, and that game would have been a little bit closer. But, yeah, that was a terrible call at the end, but I don't know that it would have mattered, right? The way our defense showed up. But our offense stayed at home.
Yeah, I would say, and then we'll get to police matters, but in the NFC, we have – don't we have three teams above everybody else? We have the Eagles. I still include your Lions and the Rams. Maybe Seattle, but Darnold had the four INTs yesterday, which kind of is alarming. He's played great, though, outside of that. Are you with me on those three teams? Am I missing anybody? I don't think Green Bay's on that mix.
No, I agree. I think Sam Darnold just had a bad day. I don't know if that's a bad sign, as they would say on one of the shows on one of the networks. I'm not going to name them because we're on your network.
Yeah.
But I like my Lions as well. But you know what I'm thinking, and I hope, honestly, because Matt Stafford showed up for us for all those years when he was getting pounded, I hope the Rams win the Super Bowl again if my Lions don't.
What? If your Lions don't. Okay, I was going to say.
If my Lions don't.
Yeah.
Because Matt Stafford showed up for us for years with nothing to work with. And he's already won one. And so if I'm going to root for anybody in the NFC other than my Lions, it'll be for the L.A. Rams because of Matt Stafford.
All right,
and he still has a strong presence in Detroit.
Oh, I believe it.
He does.
Let's get to three important police matters with you. This is Blair Anderson, the former St. Cloud Police Chief. All related to MPD, but all stories you're very familiar with. So KSDP had a story. I want to give them credit about the clearance rate with the Minneapolis Police Department in relation to various charges. The MPD had the highest rate with domestic assaults, clearing nearly 80% of the cases, followed by homicide at nearly 30%. Sadly, 335 criminal sexual conduct cases had a 20% clearance rate. This is related to 2024. To the surprise of no one, some of the folks from the police are pointing out that our department is 40% smaller than was in 2019, something I've talked about a lot, something the two of us have talked about a lot. So as you look at these numbers, living not far from Minneapolis and your decades in police work, when you hear these numbers, understanding the circumstances, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that with respect to the low clearance rates, with respect to the sexual assault cases, which is, one in 1/8 to homicide, is that it's a matter of personnel. And it is a matter of being able to dispose of these cases. And in order to do that, you have to have the personnel to investigate them. And so on that one, I guess I'm not going to hold their feet to the fire on that, because I know, and we've all been there, that they are doing the best they can with what they have, honest to goodness. And I know that that's little consolation to the victims and the families of the victims, but they're doing the best they can with what they have. And you have to also understand, Chad, that this goes in concert with the prosecuting attorney's office. And I don't yep. even want to go there. I'm not.
You have many times before now.
I know, but it goes in concert with them. And so as a law enforcement agency, you have to bring them something to work with, and then they determine what or what they aren't going to prosecute or how far they're going to go, if that makes any sense.
Yep. Do you think Brian O'Hara, whose contract is up next year, should continue as the Minneapolis police chief?
Oh, man. Chad, am I even qualified to make that kind
yes,
of
you are.
An assessment?
Yeah. I mean, if anybody is, if any person I know, you're the number one person I go to. You're immensely well-respected in this town. You're a former police chief of one of the biggest cities in this state. You don't live far from Minneapolis. You consume the news closely. From what you know about the situation, what do you think?
I think that Chief O'Hara has done a great job, and I was skeptical when he first started, knowing what he was inheriting. And so the long answer, or the short answer, now that I've made it longer, is I do hope that he stays, because he has done a whole lot with a little, if that makes any sense to
yep.
you.
Yes.
He has restored the luster with the Minneapolis Police Department, especially coming in after, the whole the George Floyd murder and mm-hmm. all that mess. And he has hung in there like a trooper, like a soldier. And I hope he stays. Now, if you ask me if I think he will, I don't. But that's just me speculating.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to follow up
personally.
Why do you think he will not stay if offered the opportunity?
Just as a citizen, because I think he's gotten them to the place where it might be time. Chad, you have to remember, when you're sitting in that chair, you age in dog years. And so, his family is still in New Jersey. If my information is correct.
Yes, that's right.
And it may just be time for him to just say, all right, I've done what I can do here, and let me hand this over to someone else. I've left it better, as my mom and my grandmother used to say, Chad, leave it better than you found it. And I think he has done that. And so if he does leave, he would be justified in saying that, I left it better than I found it, and so now it's somebody else's turn. But that's conjecture my part.
I get it. But a man has lived it every single day. Blair Anderson with us, the former St. Cloud police chief. Let's come back after a short pause. This weekend was 10 years after the death and the controversial killing and no charges in the death of Jamar Clark. His family still raises this story. So do a number of activists. And also, speaking of MPD, lack of cooperation with the auditor. What does Blair think of that? Back with a tremendous guest, Blair Anderson, in moments on CCO. All right, great. This is so good. Back with Blair Anderson. Okay, here's another MPD story. They now are ordering their officers to cooperate with the city's auditor when they have not received the cooperation they want in two high-profile cases. Last month, the city auditor, Robert Timmerman, expressed frustration in a public meeting about the police department's resistance and delays to the investigation of these two matters. It's incredibly frustrating. We are not getting participation from MPD. Delays are part of the reason why the estimate costs to contract an outside law firm to assist with the investigation has doubled from $90,000 to $20,000. The city spokesman said a statement following Timmerman's complaints that it's unfortunate that the concerns have escalated to the public presentation when this situation could have been avoided. A spokesman for the police department said in the future, it's our hope the auditor will work with the commissioner and chief from the beginning to ensure expectations are clearly communicated. Okay. What about this? Because you've observed this, you've lived this, when they're overseeing and looking at cases where a lot of people, those involved in the cases, the media are investigating them. There's a reason why we have an overview apparatus, and there's still a lot of people, fairly or not, Chief, who are going to want to believe, well, the police are inclined to protect themselves, and they don't cooperate as much as some outside observers believe they should.
Oh, okay, Chad, so what's your question? I'm sorry, please. Tell me your question. If I'm understanding you right, I guess my answer would be, and shame on me for asking you to ask the question and then trying to answer it without, but what's the question?
Well, I think this is another one of those cases where a lot of people look at this and say, shouldn't this be an automatic, where the police are automatically cooperating with an auditor who is reviewing two cases? And now the police department is saying, I wish we would have handled this differently, but the auditor is giving examples where they have not cooperated. And the feeling that a lot of people, fair or not, have when they see police investigations, a lot of reason why they want outside departments looking at it is, will the police truly open up themselves to investigation, or often are they reluctant because they feel like outside individuals don't understand the job well enough?
All right, so my answer is two parts, Chad. Yes, they absolutely should be cooperating with whomever asks, whether it's an auditor, a citizen, the media, whomever. The other part to that question, Chad, is that, you know, we are required to submit data to the FBI every year so that we can get accurate crime statistics and percentages on things like that. So if that makes any sense. And so if it's a matter of them not cooperating with the auditor, I'm not a fan of that, because transparency leads to confidence from your community, because they deserve to have the answers.
Well, can I jump in? I'll give an example within the story.
Yes.
Timmerman has said his office reached out to an investigator in August who responded positively first, but within less than a week, it was clear this person was starting to get coached by the Police Officers Federation. Again, that's Timmerman's view. One of the emails the auditor received from a police investigator asked, could I be subject to discipline if you believe that any answer I provide is incomplete or untruthful? Timmerman said he found the email alarming. He should find that alarming, right?
He should, but let's go here, Chad. For a long time, and it's been something that I'm not talking out of school, I've spoken about before, is that the federations and larger police departments are very powerful.
Yes,
and
they are.
For a long time, they are the ones, and let's just call it what it is, sometimes they are the ones who are running the police department. And so the federation is basically a union. And if you don't get control of the union, they will control you. And I learned that as an administrator. And so when you get them involved, and we do have rights as police officers, Minnesota is one of the greatest states in the union with respect to, we have a police officer's bill of rights And so if you're being advised by your union to not, I don't want to say not cooperate, but to not answer specific questions at a specific time, it may look like you're trying to cover something up.
I got
to
jump in, Blair.
That may or may not be the case.
I got a minute left. We've just had too much material.
Okay.
On Jamar Clark, it was 10 years ago Saturday that he was killed, and a lot of controversy about it. Do you think we know enough information about that even 10 years later in the decision not to file charges?
Yeah. Yeah, we know more than enough. Listen, that led to a whole bunch of mess, Chad, and I won't go on and on and on, but at the end of the day, his DNA was on an officer's weapon that he was involved in a physical altercation with, and the officer's partner shot him. But the story came out that he was shot after he was handcuffed, which was a lie. And that led to the 18 or 14 day siege of the fourth precinct.
Yep.
And yeah, and that was all based on a lie. And we went through that in St. Cloud. I won't go through all of that, but yeah, no. No, Jamar Clark, and no disrespect to his family, but he should not be a martyr.
I gotta jump in on that one, Blair. I'm reminded how great you are. Thank you so much. Just running out of time. Have an awesome day, my friend.
All right, you as well.
Let me just go up to 50.
Oh, 35. You can
35, I can do it. Yeah, we ended up, because we had so much to get to, and we've already blown 2 minutes into the next hour. So I wish I could go longer with Blair, but we're a company that makes money. Commercials are a part of it. Here's an example.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.